and he unzipped my jacket and groped me under the pretext of a carrot search. After a minute, I whacked the back of his hand with my trowel. If you can't tell the difference between a breast and a carrot by now, maybe I should be the one with the gun. He grinned at me as he shook out his hand.
I think you're safer with your little shovel. Get him back.
I wasn't safer with my trowel. He was. I crowded into the bed of the pickup with the rest of the workers and hung onto the sides. The truck rumbled to life and quickly bumped its way out of the field at higher speeds than safe for those in the back. Unlike most every other action carried out by our armed guards, they weren't driving fast to be dicks. We all knew the sound of the engine would draw the infected if we stayed in one place too long. The truck cleared the fields and turned onto the road that led to the bunker. Van's smirking gaze kept returning to me the closer we got to home, and a sinking feeling consumed my insides. He had something planned, and I doubted it would be anything that benefited me. I huddled further into my winter jacket, and I wished I still had a hat. My long brown hair didn't keep my head warm or shelter my ears from the biting wind. All I could do to brace against the cold was tuck my hands into the armpits of my coat and wait for the ride to be over. As soon as the truck stopped, everyone began to pile out and shuffle toward the reinforced steel door that led down to the bunker. I waited for my turn to get out, hating that I was back here. Every time we left this place, I promised myself I would run once we reached the fields. I knew I was somewhere south of my home in Homer, Oklahoma, but I didn't know exactly how far away I was, other than it being more than I could walk in a day. Not that it mattered. There was nothing left for me there anyway. With all the infected I'd seen when my parents and I had left, I knew I didn't want to go north when I ran. Heading east or west would be better. I'd definitely bypass all towns. A lot of buildings in one place meant a lot of infected, and I was smart enough to know what to avoid. Yet, the guarantee of a cooked meal and of protection against towns and infected kept me coming back. That, and the threat of being shot in the back if the guards caught me trying to run. Van stood at the back of the truck and watched me hop down.
Looks like you're about due for a shower. I'd be willing to partner up with you.
I'd rather drink the water than waste it on washing. Besides, I'll just get dirty again tomorrow. I didn't pause on my way to the door. Van fell in step beside me.
You sure? I hear it's half ration tonight. I'd be willing to give you my share.
That he was willing to entice me with food and go hungry to get me alone in the shower made my stomach clench worse. If you pass out because you didn't eat, we're all at risk. I'll stick to my own food. I walked down the steps and wondered if I'd find myself washing backs like May tonight, regardless of my carefully worded protest. Through the secondary hatch, the warmth of the bunker surrounded me along with the stink of chickens. Everyone moved toward the kitchen area. Only six could eat at a time. I didn't care that I was last. They kept the portions equal for those who worked in the fields. One scoop of whatever Oscar cooked up. It smelled like beans and eggs again. Weeks ago, I would have laughed if someone told me I'd scarf down that combination and wish for seconds. At the front of the line, Grady started down the list of assigned duties for the night. It was the usual clean the composting toilet, wash the dishes, guard the door crap it was every night. Until he got to my name.
The pen needs cleaning. Wait until everyone's done with dinner.
The chicken pen? It hasn't been clean since I got here.
Exactly. Our eyes will start burning if we don't get rid of the old straw and put down new. Are you gonna have a problem doing your job?
Only one answer could get me dinner. No. He shook his head like he was disappointed in me, like I was the problem, then moved on. Beyond him, I caught Van's smirk. Was this how he thought he'd get me into bed with him? Offer to take over a shit job, literally, in exchange for a little false affection later? No thanks. I'd pick shoveling shit any day. It didn't take long to receive my ration of food and sit at the table. No one lingered over an empty plate. Sit, eat, leave. Staying only made a person wish there was more to eat, and seconds were never an option, no matter how many canned and dried goods lined the shelves of the enormous storage room. Plate scraped clean, I set it in the sink and went to the back where we housed the chickens. The UV light hummed overhead, a background noise to the constant sounds of bird protest. Not that I blame them.